We're starting Siman Tov Kavayin Hey Sivalev Seder Taniel Shemasanim Beretz Yisrael Agasham Kachu. This is the order when there is a lack of rain in Eretz Yisrael. This is how they fast in order to daven for rain. Higia Yudzayim Racheshvan Velo Yardu Gashamim. If we arrived at the 17th of Cheshvan and it did not rain yet, Maschilin Tamidei Chachamim Bavad Lasanu Shalosh Tanios. Then only the Tamidei Chachamim fast three fasts of Sheni Mechamishi Vesheni Monday, Thursday, Monday. Echola Tamidim Ruin Lakach. And anybody who considers himself a Talmud is able to do so. The Mishnah Berurah says, meaning there is a chiyuv on someone who is a Talmud to fast in such a situation. How are they defined as a Talmud? So the Mishnah Berurah says they're defined as a Talmud when someone asks him as a Dvar Halacha, and they're able to answer it in that which they're learning. Then they're considered Talmud Chacham, and they would have to fast. But if they haven't reached that level, they're not chayiv to fast. But if they want to fast, there is no yura. It's not considered to be haughty or anything like that. They would be allowed to fast if they are Talmud, but they haven't reached that level. But everybody else is not even allowed to, because if someone sees them fasting, they know that it's because of Geshamim, and that is yura. So it's not yura for someone who's a Talmud on a certain level, but not enough of a level to be chayv to fast, but for other people, it is considered to be a yura, and they should not do so. V'din tanyos eluk din tanis yachid. These fasts, as a mechaber, have the status of a tanis, the same dinim as a tanis yachid, which means that if Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim falls out during it, you don't fast. And the Mishnah Berurah says as well that you need to accept it upon yourself as a fast beforehand. How much rain can fall in order for it to be considered still that not enough rain has fallen, that we need to start fasting? The Kav Chaim says, based on a diuk in Rashi, that it's enough, as long as it isn't enough rain that is needed to stop the fast. Meaning, we're going to see later on, there's this whole process of the fasting. So at what point do you stop doing these fasts? When do you not go to the next level of fast? So there's a certain amount of rain that has to fall to stop you from fasting. So the Kav Chaim says, if that amount of rain hasn't fallen yet, that's when you start the fasts. But the Meiri writes that even if a little bit of rain fell, you don't need to fast anymore. So it has to be no rain at all fell. That's what stops you. That's what gets you to start fasting. Siv Beis, Higir Rosh Chodesh Kislev Eliyar de Geshamim. If we hit Rosh Chodesh Kislev and rain didn't fall, based and goes in Shalosh Shaniyas Alatzibur, Shein V'chamisha V'sheini, V'chol HaMechlas HaMavat T'Knesu, Mispalim Mizu'akim, Mishan and Kederach She'osim B'chol HaTinios. So then everyone has to fast these fasts of Atinus Tzibur of Monday, Thursday, Monday. Siv Gimel, Avru Elu V'lo Na'anu, if those three fasts passed, and they still didn't get rain, based and goes in Old Shalosh Shaniyas Salat Tzibur, Shein V'chamisha V'sheini. Then we have another set of Monday, Thursday, Monday for the whole Tzibur. But added on this, Be'elu Mafsikim Melechom V'od Yom, you stop already at night, like Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. V'asurim B'hamasiyas Melechom B'yom V'lo B'layla, you can't do work during the day. Asurim B'chitzas Kol Aguf B'chamen, you're not allowed to bathe. L'fichach Nolam Erchatzos, that's why they close the bathhouses. Avapana B'yad Nevragam V'cham V'chol Guf V'btzonei Mutter. Only warm water for your whole body is prohibited, but your feet, your hands, and your face are permissible in warm water, and your body in cold water. Vasurim besicha, you can't anoint yourself. Imkein ulhaver sazuma, unless it's just to get rid of the bad smell. Vasurim behem betashin shamita, you're not allowed to have marital relations. Vichein asurim benilas asandal ba'ir, you're not allowed to wear leather shoes. Mispalim batekneiz v'schanum kevishar tanios, and we daven, like on all the other fasts, so these seem to have the chumras of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Siv Dalet, Avru Elu V'lo Na'anu, based in Gozan Od Sheva Taniyas Al Tzibur. Now we have seven fasts instead of three. Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, V'chol Mash Asur B'Shol Sheshlifnei Elu, Asur Af Elu, and all the chumras apply to these also. V'yaseir in Elu, but we add on this, Shemas Rien, Bahem B'Shofar, Al HaBrachas Shemosifun Bahem, the brachas that we add during davening, we blow shofar. Umispalim rechova ir, they daven in the city street. Maridan zakein lochicham, we bring in an elderly person to give them musar. Mosifin shesh brachas tila shachas tila samincha. We add six brachas in shmona esrei. V'nolam sachanios, we close the stores. Ubesheni leis erev poschei ma'at, we open the stores a little bit on Monday. Kedeshiyim su luknos l'suda salayla, so that they'll have what to eat when they break their fast. Ubechamishi poschein kol hayom chanuyos hamochos maichal. And on Thursday, we open the stores all day if they're selling food and they covered a Shabbos, so that they have food for Shabbos. If it is a store which has two entrances, Poseach Echa V'Noal Echa, then you open one and close one. And if it's a store that has a chair in front of it, then you can open and there's no concern. People will know why you are opening it for Kavod Shabbos. If, hey, Mubaros Meinikos Misanos, pregnant women and people who are nursing need to fast, but not the first three or the last seven. When we say that they can eat on the first three and the last seven, that is only what is needed for the baby to survive.